Today is Wednesday, November 20th. We're breaking down a few of the key moments from the impeachment hearings this week and what to expect from tonight's Democratic debate, plus what all Android users need to know, a solar energy breakthrough backed by Bill Gates, and how a selfie can get you free stuff. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, it was a marathon day of impeachment hearings Tuesday, and get ready for even more testimony today. First, let's break down a few of the key things from yesterday, the longest day of public hearings so far. Lawmakers questioned four witnesses, two that Democrats requested to hear from, and two Republicans requested to hear from. And the Wall Street Journal reports for the first time, three of those witnesses have firsthand knowledge. They listened in on that July phone call where President Trump asked Ukraine's president to investigate Democrats and the Bidens. Yes, the call that prompted this impeachment inquiry in the first place. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman was one of the witnesses. He's an Iraq War veteran who was awarded a Purple Heart and is now the National Security Council Ukraine expert. He said when he was listening to that call, he couldn't believe what he was hearing. And he said because of the power the U.S. has over Ukraine, it was clear to Ukraine's president that Trump's ask for a favor to investigate his political rivals was not really a request, but a demand. And that Vindman was so concerned about it, he reported it. In fact, he said he thought the call was not only improper, but also undermined U.S. national security. He was a key witness for Democrats, who worked to highlight any firsthand knowledge of what they say is President Trump abusing his power and trying to get a foreign government to make his rivals look bad. But Republicans pointed out that none of the witnesses yesterday used the term Democrats are using more of now, bribery. Republicans also attacked Vindman's credibility and even questioned his appearance. One asked why he wore his military uniform, medals and all, to the hearing rather than a suit. Another Republican said Vindman's peers have questioned his judgment, though Vindman responded by reading one of his performance reviews, which called him brilliant. Later, President Trump said he doesn't even know Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. But a different witness had a different take. Tim Morrison, a former National Security Council official, says while he did worry about how the call may look politically, he did not believe it was illegal and that President Trump never demanded Ukraine investigate the Bidens. He did say, however, that he was concerned about a different conversation, one from September between U.S. Ambassador Gordon Sondland and an aide to Ukraine's president, where he says Sondland told the Ukrainian official that money set aside to help Ukraine's military would not be released until the country announced the investigations that President Trump wanted. Well, Ambassador Sondland, who's had direct contact with President Trump, is expected to testify today. So he is a major witness who has already revised his private testimony once. Stay tuned for what he has to say in public on live TV starting at 9 a.m. Eastern time today. Another big political story today is the fifth Democratic presidential debate. It's tonight with 10 candidates taking the stage. It comes as we're now less than 3 months until the first primaries begin, and the general election is less than a year away now. And there's a lot that could happen tonight. NPR reports their most recent poll in collaboration with PBS and Marist College shows three quarters of Democratic voters have not made up their mind about who the nominee should be. The top three candidates right now in national polls are still Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders, though there's been a lot of talk about how Pete Buttigieg is gaining ground, especially in the early voting swing state of Iowa. So who might have a breakout moment tonight? The debate starts at 9 p.m. Eastern time, hosted by The Washington Post and MSNBC. Both outlets will be streaming it live. America's largest association of physicians made a big announcement about vaping. CNBC reports the American Medical Association called for a total ban on all vaping products that have not been approved by the FDA. The doctors group points to a surge in the number of young people using e-cigarettes and that recent outbreak of a deadly lung illness that's been linked to vaping. The AMA is also calling for more research. But the AP reports the American Vaping Association pushed back, pointing out that most of those sickened said they vaped THC, which is the ingredient in marijuana, not nicotine. And adult smokers who switch from traditional cigarettes to nicotine vaping may be improving their health. This continues to be a big controversial issue, and it seems even President Trump is still deciding what to do about it. He's called for a nationwide ban on e-cigarette flavors, though reports say he now may be backing off that. Stay tuned. Let's take a quick break now for today's sponsor, Genopallet. Have you ever wondered why certain foods impact you differently than the next person, or if you're getting the right nutrients for your body? Well, Genopallet analyzes your genetics to help you eat healthier. Using a DNA analysis, they determine your optimal intake level for 24 hours of things like carbs, fats, and specific nutrients. For example, I learned I likely need more vitamins A and B6 than other people, and even though I do eat gluten, that I might have a sensitivity to it, and that I can drink caffeine without feeling the jitters, which is true. It also includes the 85 foods that are healthiest for you based on DNA. To learn more and get your report, go to genopallet.com. And if you've already provided your DNA to something like Ancestry, you can actually just upload that same data from them to get your Genopallet report in a few quick steps. Just use the code NEWSWORTHY for 20% off your report. That's genopallet.com, spelled G-E-N-O-P-A-L-A-T-E. Genopallet.com with the code NEWSWORTHY for 20% off your report. Now back to the news. Heads up, if you have a Google or Samsung smartphone, you may want to double check that you've downloaded the latest software updates. Forbes reports a security research team uncovered a vulnerability with the camera app, meaning hackers could potentially get remote access to take videos and photos without you knowing. But here's the good news. As long as you've downloaded the latest updates for your phone and camera app, the issue should be fixed. It's being called a solar energy breakthrough, and it's from a newly revealed startup called Heliogen. CNET reports the company uses a field of mirrors and artificial intelligence to reflect so much sunlight that it generates extreme heat. We're talking up to 1,000 degrees Celsius, or 1,832 degrees Fahrenheit. So why does that matter? CNN reports that for the first time, carbon-free sunlight could be used to make cement, steel, glass, and other materials. Billionaire Bill Gates backs this startup and says this could have a big impact on reducing carbon emissions. And by the way, while we're talking about Bill Gates, he's back on top as the richest man in the world once again. According to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, Gates now has a fortune of $110 billion, beating out Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, worth $109 billion. Bezos has been at the top of the list for the last 2 years, but MarketWatch says he did lose some money recently, mostly because of his divorce from now ex-wife Mackenzie Bezos. The first time Gates was named the richest person in the world was back in 1995. One of Europe's biggest airlines is going carbon neutral, saying it'll be the first major airline in the world to operate net zero carbon flights. USA Today reports the budget airline EasyJet will start offsetting emissions immediately by starting programs to remove CO2 from the air, like planting more trees. EasyJet says this is just a temporary plan while it works on making hybrid and electric planes and other ways to reduce emissions, like using a single engine while taxiing. But the AP cites climate experts who aren't so sure this will help that much. They say if airlines really want to cut emissions, they should start flying less. The e-scooter company Bird is trying to promote safety by giving out free scooter rides. All you have to do is submit a selfie of you wearing a helmet in the Bird app or post to social media with the hashtag BirdHelmetSelfie. Bird hopes this will get riders to actually wear helmets. A recent study found only 1 in 190 people hurt while riding e-scooters was wearing a helmet. The Verge says the company has tried to tackle this problem before by giving away free helmets. That apparently didn't work well, so now the company is trying again with the selfie route. All right, that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And because work can be stressful, this Work Wednesday is brought to you by the Meditation Minis podcast. If you think you don't have the time or focus to meditate, give this one a try. My friend Shell provides short guided meditations for anxiety, stress, and sleep, and it is completely free. Just search Meditation Minis in your podcast app and feel better fast. So today, we're talking about older workers. The Wall Street Journal says the number of employees who are 50 and older is going up. In fact, it's the only age group where workforce participation rates are growing. But we may not notice because a lot of older workers hide their age. The Journal says many people get cosmetic surgery, shorten their work histories on social media, skip talking about past accomplishments, and even keep photos of their grandchildren off their desks. The reason? They're afraid of being rejected by younger managers and colleagues. In fact, studies have shown more than half of U.S. workers 50 and older are pushed out before they plan to retire. Of course, it's illegal for employers to discriminate against workers based on age, but it can be hard to prove. Here's some good news for them, though. As more of the workforce ages, employers will need them. By 2030, employees who are 65 or older are expected to outnumber those 18 and younger. And remember, no matter your age, you can benefit from meditation. I know I do. Check out the Meditation Minis podcast. All right, thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can read more about the news stories we talked about in today's show notes. Just click episodes on thenewsworthy.com to see all the links and sources. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.